WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In addition to news coverage of the Clinton video testimony, TV is presenting something else for viewers this week, the start of the new season. A total of 36 new shows will be unveiled before the fall is over. TV critic David Bianculli has seen some of the new crop and isn't terribly impressed.
A year ago, when I was checking out the new fall shows, there was one new show that stood out that I got really excited about, Ally McBeal, which turned out to be a surprise hit for Fox. 2 years ago, I was most excited about Easy Streets, which lasted about 10 seconds on CBS. 3 years ago, the shows I thought were truly original were Murder One on ABC and American Gothic on CBS, neither of which made it to a second season. So what show am I thrilled about this year? There isn't one. The closest I can come is Felicity, a new youthful drama series from WB, the network that scored big last year with Dawson's Creek. Kerry Russell stars as a high school student who, on graduation day, gets a sweet note from a cute guy who signs her yearbook and impulsively decides to follow him to college in New York City. He finally runs into her while she's getting her student ID photo taken, but the meeting isn't exactly the reunion Felicity had fantasized. Not when he takes the opportunity to introduce her to his girlfriend. It is, however, a real and unexpected enough moment to make Felicity stand out this season as a very good, very watchable show.
Just look at the dot, please.
Is my hair a disaster? Please be honest, because I'm going to have to live with this picture for the next 4 years, and that's a really long time.
Hey! What are you doing here?
Hi! This is where I'm going. I totally forgot you were going here.
That is so unbelievable. I know this girl from high school. This is Susan.
Felicity,
wow. All right, so I'll see you around.
Felicity probably will be a hit this year, one of three new series I predict will be instant successes. One of the others, NBC's Jesse, stars Christina Applegate of Married with Children as a woman who's single with child. The reason it'll be a top 10 hit, though, is because of its time slot. It's wedged between Friends and Frasier on NBC's Powerhouse Thursday lineup. And the third can't-miss show is a terrible sitcom called Two of a Kind, which leads off ABC's TGIF children's lineup this season. It can't miss, even though it deserves to, because it stars those awful Olsen twins from Full House. Sometimes, the TV we get is the TV we deserve. Of the other new shows on the schedule, I can recommend four as worth sampling. The 70s Show, a period sitcom that's already running Sunday nights on Fox, is inventive and interesting enough to try. So is Buddy Farrow, the new CBS comedy drama starring Dennis Farina as a once legendary detective still hanging on to his Rat Pack era sensibilities. And ABC's Sports Night, a kind of ESPN version of the Larry Sanders Show, is smart enough to visit at least once. Finally, there's a show I know I'm going to get grief for enjoying and recommending. ABC's remake of Fantasy Island. I know. Go ahead and laugh. I'll wait. You through now? Here's the difference. This new version is a lot darker and a lot smarter. I know, it couldn't be any dumber. But this one stars Malcolm McDowell as Mr. Rourke and comes from Barry Sonnenfeld, who just did Maximum Bob for ABC and was responsible for both movie versions of The Addams Family. And there's no tattoo this time. Another big plus. When a remake of a horrible 20-year-old TV show is one of the highlights of the 1998-99 season, that's a pretty good indication that it's a pretty bad year for new series. The good news, and we need it, is that most of the good old stuff is back. Ally McBeal, Homicide: Life on the Street, The Simpsons, The Practice, Frasier. Those are the shows to watch this year.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.